LA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. This is Roy, the retarded boy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today we're going to paint some apartments, and we're going to try to send some oatmeal to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. I've already recorded the pranks, so I know what's going to happen. It's like I'm introing this from the future. Usually I just pretend the entire show happens in order. I don't know why I'm giving it away, that I lie to you guys all the time. Anyway, today's show is sponsored by Rick from Ohio. Rick from Ohio is responsible for all of the lies I'm telling you today. Thank you, Rick from Ohio, for supporting the show. I have one very important announcement, and that is that I'm not going to PAX this year. Actually, that's not the announcement. I'm just annoyed by that. But I wasn't able to buy my tickets because they sell out. Usually within 30 minutes to an hour, I was out doing errands whenever they went on sale. They don't tell you when they're going to go on sale. They just announce it on Twitter while you're out of the house. Bunch of jerks. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this. I know somebody asked me if I was going to PAX. I think it was Gloria, but some other people asked me too. But the actual announcement that I have before we get started with the show is that I'm creating an archive of the Snowplow Show episodes. I know there's already sort of an archive. It's on phonelosers.com, where you just scroll backwards forever until you reach the beginning. But some of the really old episodes, they're not even on there. You know, I didn't used to post these on Phone Losers back when I started doing shows again. So I'm creating an archive. It's phonelosers.com/snowplowshow, and there's a menu on top there that says archive. Or wait, no, it says show archive. I'm looking at it now. And if you click on the show archive, you can see, organized by year, you can view the archive, or you can view the podcast feed. And that should be really useful for those of you who want to go back and listen to all of the original shows back from 2012 and 2013 and all of that, because I don't think it's possible to listen to those on the podcast feed. I think the podcast feed automatically takes off the older shows. I think there's just a maximum of 50 or maybe 100, something like that. So if you want to listen to old shows, now you can click on the archive, and it has a description of each show, and you can listen to the show, or you can just put the podcast feed into your podcast reader and listen to every single old show. It's genius, right? And I haven't quite gotten the secret shows up, and I haven't put up the podcast feed of high-quality shows, but I'm going to work on that next. I have the full archive up of the regular shows, though. 2012 through 2015, up until last week. And the main reason I'm telling you guys this is because I would like you to send me descriptions for each of the shows, and I will add those descriptions to the archive. Because some of these shows, I used to put them up on phonelosers.org, mostly back in 2013, I guess. I would just upload the show to the podcast feed. I wouldn't put any kind of description on it. And on the more recent shows, I try to do a little bit better about getting that done. But I also don't want to include spoilers for you listening to the show for the first time, so I don't really put a lot of detail into the show. So that's what I'm hoping to get from you guys. Maybe you could go through an old show and listen to it and just type out a kind of a detailed paragraph of what all's in the show. And you could include firsts in each show, like the first time I was ever called Roy the Retarded Boy. Because that's the thing, people are always emailing me and they're always asking, when did this event happen? Which show was it in? And I have no idea because there's no archives, there were no archives before, now there are archives, they're just kind of blank. So what you guys can do is go to phonelosers.com/snowplowshow/archive and just kind of scroll through the archive and find a show that doesn't have a very good description or doesn't have any description and listen to that show and write a paragraph about it, email it to rbcp@phonelosers.com. or .org, whichever one you want to do. If anyone wants to do that, I would really appreciate it, and in return, you will get absolutely nothing, except for a searchable archive of all of the old shows. Like, I'm looking through 2013 right now. There's a bunch of them in there. It's just the title of the show and the date of the show and nothing else. Like, here's a show titled Rest in Peace, Irene. I don't remember who Irene is. Someone needs to listen to that show and tell us who Irene is. You can even do sort of a review for the shows. I mean, not a big review. I'm not going to do more than 2 paragraphs on each show, probably. Maybe an impartial review. You know, maybe just kind of let listeners, potential listeners, know whether it's worth listening to or not. Because I know there are some crappy old shows that I've done. Sometimes stuff just doesn't work out, and I would put those up on the website anyway because they were live shows and people were asking for them. So that's everyone's homework assignment. Go through the archives, listen to an episode, and write me a report. 1-paragraph report. So everyone can have searchable archives. Best idea ever. I have a bunch of Tenets from Hell submissions here in my email. The oldest one going all the way back to November of last year. This one is from Cousin Beogrel. And it's really long. There are just paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs of information about this apartment. Raccoons live in the crawl spaces and sometimes fall through into the units. There are crawl spaces above the units? What? The swimming pool is open about a month a year and the water is green. The managers went skinny dipping and someone called the cops on them. Sometimes foreign college students don't know about shower curtains and water leaks through to the units below. That's racist, Cousin Beogrel. Only the foreign people don't know how to use shower curtains. Cousin Beogrel used to work here, by the way. That's in this really long email. Anyway, he gives me apartment numbers, tells me which floors they're on, and information about them. So let's give this a try.
Hawthorne Apartments.
Hello, I'm a tenant here.
Uh-huh.
And I just had kind of a problem.
Okay. Which apartment do you live in?
103.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Well, I have a kind of a water reservoir in my bedroom.
Okay, you said you're in 103?
Yes.
And what is your name?
My name is Roy.
Okay. And you rent here at Hawthorne?
Yeah, well, I'm not on the lease or anything. I'm just staying here. I've been here for about 6 months.
Okay. Who do you stay with?
Debbie.
Debbie?
Yeah, Debbie.
We don't have a Debbie who lives in 103.
Well, she's not on the lease either. That's my girlfriend.
So who is the lease in?
I don't know. I don't know. We pay our rent to Chad. I think he might be subleasing, though.
To Chad?
Yeah, Chad.
At Hawthorne Apartments?
Yeah, yeah.
On Street?
Yep, that's the one.
Okay, well, hold on just a sec.
What up? Why so confused? Do you know anybody whose name is Chad who rents here?
CHAD?
He says he lives in
103. No. And besides that, I wouldn't tell him anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not sure who you're talking about because we don't have a Chad.
Right, he's not on the lease.
And there's a young lady who lives in 103.
Yeah. Well, is it Sherry? Sherry lives there too. There's quite a few people living in here currently in 103.
At Hawthorne Apartments.
Yeah.
On Street.
Yeah, the one I called.
But we don't have anybody by that name.
Okay, well, we're not on... My God, how do you not understand this? We're not on the lease, you idiot. We're subletting.
Excuse
from
me?
Each other. We're subletting.
From who?
Me and Debbie, we sublease from Chad. I don't know who he subleases from.
Well, are you here in the apartments now?
Yeah, I'm in the bedroom taking care of the water leak.
Okay, can you come down to the office or come to the office?
No.
I'll go back up to you.
I just needed to let you know that so we have a big water reservoir here in the bedroom. We were using it to power our appliances and stuff.
Okay.
And I guess the weight was too much for the floors. It kind of caved in a little bit. And I'm draining it right now into the bathtub.
And you're in apartment 103 right next to the office?
Yeah, yeah, it's like 12,000 gallons of water I'm draining right now. Just because it's leaking and I don't want it to damage anymore.
Well, just come out here and meet me. I mean...
Well, I'm in the middle of all this right now, but I need to let you know that it caved in the floor, and there's kind of a hatchway in the floor.
In apartment 103 or 104?
No, 103. Why would you say 104?
Three. Do you hear him knocking?
Yeah, I'm not... Okay, so in the bedroom, there's a hatchway in the floor. I'm actually inside this other room that's underneath the apartments.
You're in the pool room?
No, I'm underneath the apartment. There's some sort of a hidden hatchway that went under the floor. There's like a bunch of space down here. So, and I can't get out right now. I'm just in the middle of a bunch of things.
Get out of the space underneath the apartment.
What? Speak up.
You quit being smart with me, young man.
Well, stop mumbling then, okay? What'd you say?
I said you're in a room underneath the apartment?
Yeah, it's a very large room. It's like it caved in because of the water reservoir, because of all the weight pushing down on it. So it's okay. I'm draining that right now. It's not going to cause any more problems.
Yes, open her door. But this is 103.
No, you're not allowed to come in, ma'am. Stay out of our apartment. Ma'am. Ma'am, you fucking idiot.
Hello. There's nobody in here. He called me a fucking idiot.
Well, ma'am, you were kind of being a fucking idiot, in all honesty.
Well, we're in apartment 103. Where in the fuck are you?
Okay, ma'am, listen. This is just a prank call. I'm not really in the apartment. I just wanted to see if I could make you go in there. And I win. I win the prize. I did it. I succeeded. I made you enter someone's apartment for no reason.
Well, I guess you have a wonderful day, then.
Isn't that hilarious?
You fucking succeeded. You're weird.
I know, but I made you go in someone's apartment. Well, that fell apart. That lady was way too smart for me. That was so weird when she asked her coworkers if they knew Chad. They're like, don't even talk to him or something like that. I don't know what they said. It's been about 5 minutes now since I called that place. I'm going to call them back real quick.
You have reached Hawthorne Apartments.
Well, that's weird. They don't seem to be answering now. I wonder if they would answer if my caller ID were suddenly to change. Let's find out.
Hawthorne Apartments, may I help you?
Hey, remember when I got you to enter that lady's apartment illegally?
Hey, listen, motherfucker, you call here again, I'm going to knock you out.
Over the phone? Okay, that's the end of this one. That lady has committed more crimes than me today. First, she illegally entered an apartment, and now she's making threats over the phone. So tell me who's the bad person here. Anyway, Cousin Bagrel, I'm kind of sorry. I feel bad that you wrote all this stuff, this giant email, and I didn't get them to believe anything. But at least she threatened to punch me in the face, so that's something. I wanted her to stay on because I wanted to tell her I was the one that called the cops on them when they went skinny dipping in the pool. But oh well, I tried. Here is another request from Jameson. Jameson is the person who last year sent me a giant roll of paper with a bunch of artwork on it, featuring scenes from a bunch of phone calls that I made throughout 2014. Hopefully some of you remember that. I know it's on Facebook, I think. Either on the PLA Facebook or the Snowplow Show Facebook. Jameson has sent me a bigger email than Cousin Beagrel. He says, thanks for doing the prank I requested for the Townley Court Apartments that made its way onto the July 18th Snowplow Show. I don't remember that at all. Hopefully it was funny. But he has a couple more requests here, and each request tells me the apartment number format and gives me some ideas. He wants me to ask for maintenance's assistance in a painting endeavor, and I need him to supply me with paint and brushes and ladders and other tools. And I want to open an art exhibit displaying my murals that will be open to the public, and ask them if they can assist me in this. And it's not going to be just any old mural, it's going to be a graphic nude mural.
Thank you for choosing Communities. This is Mary. How can I help you?
Hello, I live in the apartments.
Okay.
And I just have a question about painting.
Oh, sure.
And my neighbor's just complaining. They're saying I'm not allowed to paint. But we're allowed to paint, right? Paint the walls?
Yes. As long as you paint it back a neutral color so we don't have to prime.
Oh, I don't know.
We move out.
I don't know if that's even possible.
Hmm?
I don't know if it's possible. I'm painting the shingles on the outside.
Oh.
Of the building and
you're out. Where are you painting?
On the outside. I live, I'm on the second floor, so I'm painting like that top part with the shingles.
Shingles.
You know,
I
it's like, it's like.
I don't even know where you're talking about.
It's like a really, like the entire second floor is just covered with shingles. It looks really dumb. So I'm just trying to liven it up. I'm painting a turquoise. But it's just the part that I.
Let me just put you on hold, okay?
All right.
This is Jason.
Hello, Jason.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, super.
Who is this?
My name is Craig.
Craig?
Yep.
What? So what were you wanting to do?
I just wanted to find out if my neighbor's telling me we're not allowed to paint the apartment walls, and I said that's not true. I knew they didn't know what they were talking about, but that other lady told me it's fine.
Did you say something about the exterior, though?
Yeah, I'm painting, you know, there's like the second floor. I'm on the second floor, and it's just shingles. I'm painting the shingles turquoise. Or it's not
shingles?
You know, it's not shingles, but it's like the wall is made of these weird things. It kind of looks like shingles.
Oh, you mean, but why do you keep, you're saying the outside of the apartment?
Yeah, I'm painting the entire outside part of the apartment, but just the part that I live in.
I don't understand. What outside? Like by your front door?
The walls. The walls outside. Around my windows, doors, my entire apartment unit. Painting it turquoise.
Okay, inside your apartment or outside of it?
Outside, so everyone can see. That's why the neighbor's complaining at me.
So you cannot paint outside.
Well, it's almost finished. I was going to do the second coat later.
Where is your, what's your apartment number?
14.
What's the building? And you have been painting outside.
Yeah, yeah. I did one
you
coat.
You cannot do that.
Oh, well, it's too late. I've already done it. And it says, it's that lady I talked to before, she said we're allowed to paint.
Inside you can, but not outside.
Well, I don't think it specified that, inside or outside.
Hmm?
I don't think the lease really specified that.
Okay, I'm going to come over there and look at this.
But it's too late at this point. I'm going to start the second coat.
No, you cannot paint outside of the apartment.
And she said as long as I paint it back when I move out, a neutral color. So I'll paint it, like when I move out, I'll paint it antique white.
No, I'm sorry, sir. You cannot paint that. I'll be over there in a second.
But no, it's already been done. Like
you're going to have to pay to get it. You can't paint the outside of an apartment.
Oh, I'm not going to pay a painter. I know how to paint. It's
you're going to pay it back.
Who would pay a painter? I mean, it's so easy. You just paint it.
Who is this?
My name is Craig. Apartment.
What's your last name, Craig?
What was that?
What's your last name?
Who just said prank call in the background? How is this a prank call? I just called to ask a question. I didn't know people are going to laugh at me and make accusations.
Okay, I'll be over there in a second.
Good. I'm not putting it back.
Okay, thank you.
Motherfucker.
What?
You heard me. I don't have to do anything. It's already done. I already painted it.
We'll be over in a second. Thank you.
It's finished. I'm starting the second coat. I didn't even get around to telling them about the nude murals that I was going to do on top of the turquoise. And I don't know if you guys could hear that, but that lady in the background, she said prank call. How could she even hear me? I don't think I was on speaker. Let's call the second one on Jameson's list here, though.
Thank you for calling. This is Gina. How may I help you?
Hello. I'm a tenant here over on Boulevard.
Okay.
And I just needed to find out, are we allowed to paint?
You can. You just have to paint the apartment back once you move out.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good. I had a neighbor. They were complaining at me because they didn't like the color that I chose for the... because I'm painting over the bricks on the outside.
Oh, and give me one moment.
What?
What building is it again?
What bill? Oh, I never told you that.
Yes, what building would you be at?
5225.
Okay, give me one second. Let me just see something. One moment.
Okay.
Hello, sir?
Hello.
Thank you. So you are allowed to paint inside of your apartment. You cannot paint outside of the apartment.
Oh, well, it's too late. I've already started. I painted the bricks like a turquoise color. I'm going to do a mural, like a really artistic looking mural.
Okay.
I'm in art class.
Unfortunately, that is not okay. We're not actually allowed to do that. You can't make any changes to the property without speaking to the property manager.
Well, I'm not making changes. I was just painting.
Which would be changing the natural color.
Okay. Well, you told me a minute ago I could paint.
You are allowed to paint inside of your apartment.
Okay. Well, it's too late now because I've already started. Like, I painted the entire outside of my apartment turquoise. But that's just the backdrop. I'm going to do this huge mural thing. And I may as well finish because I've already started.
Okay. No, I definitely understand. And unfortunately, we're still not actually allowed to do that. That could cause a lot of... it could cause for you to have to actually cover that up. Because you are unfortunately not allowed to actually make any changes to the building, only inside of your apartment.
I have to cover up my apartment?
You can only paint inside of your apartment. You would have to possibly cover up what you've done to the outside of the building.
I don't know, like, how would I even paint bricks back? It's not like you can just wipe off the paint.
That is true. That is very, very true, sir.
I think it's too late. We may as well just finish.
That would be a great idea, but unfortunately it's not allowed. Just one moment,
but,
sir.
Okay, but I had one more question.
Thank you for holding. May I have your name, please?
Sure, it's Roy.
Roy?
Yup.
What apartment do you live in?
It's in B, Unit B.
And you're painting the outside?
Yeah, well, I've already painted the outside. Actually, I was going to ask if maintenance might have a ladder, because I couldn't quite reach the top couple feet, because I'm just using, like, an office chair. To stand on to paint up high?
No, I'm sorry. We're not able to do that.
Okay. I could probably rent one from Home Depot or something.
Our property manager is on his way over there now to look at it, okay? He'll go in and speak with you.
Okay, but I've already painted it. It's turquoise now instead of brick.
Yes, I understand. We'll take care of it from there, and if so, we'll have to just bill you for it, okay?
But, well, I don't want to be billed. I can paint it back when I'm done, but...
Well, that would need to be now. We would have to have you paint it back now.
But I'm not ready to move out yet. I was going to paint a mural, though. Like, a really artistic-looking... They're going to be nudes on it.
Oh.
And I hope that's okay. It's going to be tasteful.
I really wish that it could be. I'm pretty sure that your painting is excellent. However, we would really appreciate the mural, but unfortunately, we can't have that on the building.
Well, you're sending me mixed signals now, because you said you'd really appreciate if I did that.
Well, yes, if we were able to have that on the front building, I'm pretty sure it would be fantastic.
I'm not going to show vaginas, ma'am. It's just going to be...
No, I understand you're not going to show any vaginas, but we just can't have it done.
But, I mean, I've already painted the backdrop. It's turquoise.
Yes, we'll take care of it from there, okay?
You're going to paint the mural for me?
No, I'm going to have maintenance take a look at it with the property manager, and we'll go from there.
Are they
going
to bring a ladder?
No, they are not.
Okay, what if I just painted bricks? What if the mural was bricks?
No, we're not able to make, the residents are not able to make any type of,
Because I could do the shading thing and make it look just like bricks.
Right. No, thank you. We don't need you to do that.
Well, it's going to be turquoise then, because it's turquoise. It's the backdrop.
Okay, one moment, please, okay?
So turquoise is okay? Okay.
No, it is not.
Oh,
give me one moment,
okay?
You
just said I couldn't do brick.
Right, you're not able to do any painting on any of our buildings.
But I've already done it. It's turquoise.
I understand that it's already done. This is something that is stated in the lease agreement, that you're not able to make any structural changes to the building.
Oh, there's nothing structural about this.
You're not able to paint the outside. We don't need anything done. So I'm going to have the property manager speak with you, okay? One moment, okay?
All right.
Thanks.
Well, I just got hung up on. I was promised I was going to get to talk to the apartment manager, and they hung up on me. And I thought the apartment manager was on his way over there. Are they going to transfer me to his cell phone? Maybe they tried and they failed. I don't know. But let's just be happy that the apartment manager is on his way over there right now, looking for a brick building painted turquoise. So thank you for those two submissions, Jameson. There's some more on the end of his email here. He says he was browsing for lists on the internet to send me, and he stumbled across a list for a homeowners association. And he sent me this list through Facebook, and he can see that I never opened it. And that is because I never look at messages on Facebook. I don't get notifications for messages on Facebook. They don't pop up for me. I just do not see messages on Facebook. You big dummy, why would you send messages to me on Facebook? It says right on the top of my Facebook page, if you send me a message, I won't get it. Why don't you email me instead? So I don't know if I actually ever got that. I don't know if Jameson emailed them to me. And I think Jameson may be the original person with the idea of doing homeowners association pranks, because we've done them since then, you know, a month or two ago. Those were a lot of fun. Jameson says, you've never done homeowners association pranks before, and I believe this could be hilarious. Homeowners associations are communist communities that make you follow so many stupid rules and inhibit your creativity. Plus, you have to pay your homeowners association fees, so they make you pay to inhibit your creativity. Jameson also says he misses Stacy. She's the queen of apartment pranks. Please convince her to do apartment calls with you once again. I haven't heard from Stacy in a long time now, like at least a couple months now. Although I know she's on Twitter, and she's, last I checked, she was pretty active on Twitter. I just don't go on Twitter myself a whole lot. I'm sure she'll be back soon, though, and of course she will start blaming me because she's not on shows anymore. Somehow it will be my fault. Just like always, here's a submission from back in January from someone named Jessica. Jessica doesn't give me any information except for the apartment complex name and which apartment number to use and the address and the phone number.
Center Apartments is Rob.
Hello, I'm a tenant here. I just wanted to find out if we're allowed to paint.
Oh, well, yeah, who is this?
My name is Roy. I live in 230.
Roy, in 230, okay. The cinder block is supposed to be white. So what part are you thinking about painting?
Well, I've already started, actually. My neighbor was complaining. I'm painting the outside of the apartment.
The outside?
Yeah, just the part that I live in. Just around the windows and the doors and all that.
Okay, is it the same color?
No, it's turquoise.
No, we need to, I mean, Kevin, the owner, needs to, I mean, as far as whatever was given to you when you first moved in, I mean, we got to keep it the same type of color that you got.
Yeah.
Say you've already started?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty much finished. I'm going to do a second coat, though, and then I'm going to paint a mural over it. It's a very artistic mural.
You've already started, and now you're trying to call for approval? Is this seriously what you're doing?
Well, no, the neighbor was complaining at me, saying she didn't like...
What neighbor?
Maria? Yes, she's saying she didn't like the turquoise color.
Now, this is the roof that's across from, you know.
Yeah, on First Avenue.
I guess I haven't met you yet, huh?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know. Who are you?
Yeah, my name is Rob. Oh. I'm the new manager. And
hey, Rob.
I've given notes.
Yeah, I know Kevin, but I've never heard of you.
Yeah, okay. Well, so you're calling for approval now, and you've already started painting.
Well, I was just making sure, because the neighbor was complaining. Maria was giving me shit about it.
Well, if the neighbor's complaining, you would actually want to call Kevin or myself before you started painting. I don't understand why they'd be painting. I'm away from the office now, and I would, before you do a second coat, I would not until.
Well, it's going to look stupid without a second. It's going to look stupid without a second coat, because you can kind of see through it. Because I have to make it like a really strong turquoise.
Well, if we're going to get it back to the original color, we don't want to put a second coat on it.
Well, no, I want to keep it this way, but I'm going to do a mural on top of it.
I guess you're going to do what you want to do then, so go ahead and get a hold of Kevin.
All right, do you have his number?
You can go on down to the office there. He's probably there if his white truck's there in front of the garage. I'm away from the office and...
Why don't you just look on your phone? Just look on your phone. It's in there.
I'm sorry?
Just look on your phone for Kevin's number. It's right there.
I'm not giving Kevin's private number to you.
Well, why are you telling me?
I know his number. I'm not giving out Kevin's number. If you want to talk to Kevin, see if his truck is there, and go talk to him at the office.
Well, you don't have to be an asshole about it. I'm just asking. I can tell you're not going to last very long here as an apartment manager, the way you treat people.
How do I treat people?
Well, you're being kind of an asshole. I was just asking a question.
Well, you are already going through and painting, and you're trying to get approval? And that's why I'm being an asshole?
Well, no, it's just Maria was giving me shit about it, so I was just making... I wanted to prove Maria wrong.
Go ahead and get a hold of Kevin.
Okay, well, what are you doing? Why do you think you're so busy that you can't talk to me?
I'm at an appointment right now, and you don't need to know any of my business.
Well, is that how you're going to manage the apartment? You're just going to be like, oh, find Kevin.
You can no. No,
but I'm not going to give you his number. You.
Okay, don't find Kevin. I'll come back there and deal with you now.
Oh, now you're going to prove yourself to me?
Are you seriously talking this way?
Well, you started it. You started being kind of an asshole, so.
You started by painting without approval.
It says in our lease we're allowed to paint. I was just trying to prove okay. Maria wrong.
Let's look at the lease.
Okay. What's it say? Are you looking? And he hung up. I really want to talk to Kevin. Here, I'll try the Matt Hillock technique.
Lumberg, this is Rob.
Hello, I'm a completely different person. Could I have Kevin's number?
Oh my gosh. Are you seriously going to do this to me?
I, what are you talking about? This is the first call I've made to you.
And he's gone. It didn't work. The Matt Hillock technique never works for me. I don't know why. Here's an apartment submission from Nick, sent back in February. He gives me a range of apartment numbers to use, but tells me not to use a certain one because his mom's friend lives there. So I'll do my best not to use that one, but no promises. You know how I am.
Property management, how may I help you?
Hello, I'm a tenant here at Terrace Apartments.
Yeah.
And I just had a question. I wanted to find out if we're allowed to paint here.
Interior?
Oh, no, we've done... I was doing the exterior.
What are you painting on the exterior?
Turquoise.
What, the door?
No, just the brick.
No, you can't.
Oh, no, because I've already started. I've already done one coat.
Who is it, seriously?
My name is Roy. I've already done one coat. And a neighbor was saying she didn't like the color, so I thought I'd call and just make sure.
You live at Terrace and you painted the exterior brick?
Just my part of it. Just the part that I live in.
I hope you're kidding, Roy.
No, of course not.
I suggest you get somebody out there immediately to replace that and get it back to the natural brick color. Are you a renter or an owner?
I'm a renter. But how would I take paint off of brick?
That's up to you to just do it very quickly.
Well, it's already dried. Would I pour gasoline over it, or like what removes paint from brick?
How would you even remotely think that you could paint a brick on a condominium that you don't own?
Well, it's just till I move out. I was going to paint it back. I could just paint it brick color.
Get out of here. What's your phone number, Roy?
It's 586-2189.
And your unit number?
I'm in 21, C21. I was going to paint a mural on it, though, so it's not going to... The whole thing's not going to stay turquoise.
Roy, I'm going to give you one piece of advice. Cease and desist immediately. We will be contacting the attorney, and you better return it to the original condition.
Well, you don't have to be an asshole about it.
I'm not...
I mean,
excuse me?
I said you don't have to be an asshole about it. I thought it was fine.
You're delusional. I'll call the board immediately, and we'll get somebody over to your unit.
Well, you're retarded.
And we'll start proceedings against you. You're in B21.
I said C21.
C21.
Is it you can't hear me because you're retarded? You don't understand letters?
Who the hell is this?
Well, I don't see why you're calling me delusional, calling me names and stuff. It's not very nice. It's not a nice way to treat your tenants.
Roy, who are you?
What do you mean, who am I?
Why are you calling me on an Iowa phone number?
Because I kept my number when I moved here.
The conversation's over.
I love people that end their arguments with, this conversation's over.
Property management, how may I help you?
Hey, I just talked to my attorney and he says I can paint it any color I want. It's freedom of expression. It's in the Constitution. Big stupid.
You're cracking me up.
You think you're so smart? Really, it doesn't sound like you're cracking up. It sounds like you're kind of pissed.
No, I'm just getting ready to get in my car and drive over there, Roy.
Okay. Hey, did you notice I called from my home number this time, so the out-of-state area code doesn't freak you out?
I'm looking forward to meeting you, Roy.
Wasn't that nice of me? Oh, that's great. He's on his way over. I think I'm getting tired of painting apartment buildings turquoise just to get shot down by landlords that don't believe in the Constitution. So let's quit doing these, and instead we'll do some voicemails. Everyone loves voicemails.
Hey, Brad. It's your favorite boy from 609.
I hate this guy.
Yeah, man. Thanks for, like, answering my question or whatever about the whole pranks of the auto parts store pizza stuff. That just makes your, like, stuff all that much better. I'm going to have to go back and re-listen to everything like that and laugh because, hey, now I know how it happened.
Maybe I don't hate you.
Maybe I'll go back on, maybe order the book, or maybe pretend I'm going to order a t-shirt.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll fool myself into thinking I have some money.
Wow, so if I answer questions, people buy shit from me. I'm going to start answering more questions. I'm going to skip through all the voicemails right now until I find one with a question.
Hello, Brad. This is Corbin. I'm traveling the country right now.
That's weird. You're traveling the country, and it looks like your area code changes whenever you go into a new state. I didn't know cell phones worked that way.
I wanted to see how you're doing.
I'm fine.
And I got the feminine wash you sent me.
Oh, great.
It's working real well down there.
Great.
Oh, did you get the anal cactus wipes I sent you? I just wanted to check.
Not yet.
Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. I guess since we've listened to Corbin's voicemail, I don't have to play any of his other voicemails from today, or from the past couple weeks, I mean. Thanks for checking in, Corbin.
Hey there, Brad Carter. This is Seven here. And
Seven what?
I just had an interesting little story to tell you. I was listening to your podcast in the car with my girlfriend, and after listening to you for about 15 minutes, she started crying, and she just could not believe that there is somebody as big of a jerk as you are. So congratulations. You made my girlfriend cry.
Yay!
Love your show. Take care.
I was so happy this year because I haven't made any girls cry on prank calls or anything, but apparently I'm making them cry anyway. I was going to try and go the entire year without making a girl cry, but nope, you messed it up. Tell your girlfriend I hate her. And holy crap, she sounds high maintenance. You should trade her in for a new model.
Oh boy, hi Brad, it's me, Mickey. Oh, I was just giving you a call to tell you I love the show. Oh boy.
All right, Mickey Rooney, everyone.
Hi Brad, this is Frederick. I have a phone joke for you that's way better than all those. What did Beyonce tell Jay-Z about the new phone? If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Bye, Brad.
Poor Olga. Everyone's always picking on Olga.
Hello, Brad Carter. This is Yep. But you can call me Nuwanda. I just wanted to call and tell you
hi,
that you're
Nuwanda.
Probably my favorite PLA host, and I think your show's hilarious.
I'm the only PLA host. There are no other PLA hosts. What are you talking about?
With that being said, before, I think...
Was that an insult?
It's much funnier when you get people all kerfuffled and pissed off in the heads instead of just getting them pissed off. I always hear you complaining how nobody's getting angry at you, but it's fine, it's fine. It's hilarious when you get them all confused. Anyways, keep up the good work and all the wonderful shows. And remember from your old brother Zoidberg, keep it funny out there.
I'm so confused. So many names in that voicemail.
I just was listening to that one show where I think Bonnie said that I should get my own segment of my
Hi,
crazy
Gloria.
Oh, I'm not.
The voicemail just kind of started in the middle, it seems like.
I'm really tired of you. I was just working on some stuff. But I just got, actually 20 minutes ago, I called a Planet Fitness and I got them to shut off all of the breaker boxes. What does that mean? While everybody was working out. Basically, they shut off the breaker box, and you hear, oh my god, what the fuck? And, like, some guy, I guess, fell off the treadmill. Anyway, I'm probably going to go to jail for that one. Anyway, I'm going to...
Probably killed a bunch of old ladies, but oh well, it was funny.
Cut them up. Everybody, do not worry. I am not dead. I will start doing more calls, and I will give them to Brad and for your amusement. So, okay. And follow me on Instagram, at Laura Gorgon. Bye.
Make sure you whisper your URL that you want people to follow you at so they can't hear you.
Hi, Bradley, it's Opera Man. I'm giving you a call to tell you that I love you. And I will see you soon, maybe. Goodbye.
Okay.
Hi, Roy, it's Max. I was just calling to say that I was listening to an episode of yours. I don't remember which one, but you were talking to an old woman.
And
that's
you
all
said
of
that
them.
You had a bunch of her mail, and she kept asking you what your address was, and you were avoiding the question and avoiding the question. I think that next time someone asks you for your address, you should be like, lady, I don't wear a dress. I'm a man. And then accuse them of the thing. Bye, Roy.
Accuse them of the thing? What's the thing? I will try to remember to do the dress thing, though. I'll probably forget, because I'm old, but no, I'll try to remember. I could have done that today when I was doing those apartment calls. They were asking for my address. I should have told them the thing.
Hey, Brad, I'm going to have you have Stacy on at least twice a week. So if you could just do that for me, have her on the show, I'd appreciate it, and I won't have to go find you. Thanks.
I hope Stacy doesn't hear these voicemails. She's going to get a big head. Or it's probably her friends. Probably her friends calling in, telling me to put Stacy on. I'm on to her tricks.
Hi, Brad. It's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
First of all, that person who left a joke saying that they were me, that wasn't me. My voice isn't that high. I don't sound like that. I bet that was Gloria.
Fucking
She's
Gloria.
She's always trying to, you know, pull one over on me over here. And another thing
She's
is...
a sociopath.
I sent you an email with a prank request, but, like, the individual's Kickstarter thing ended. But I still want you to prank that person, because it would still be funny, because he's, like, really desperate and hopeful that somebody's going to take him seriously. So anyway, like, totally do that prank sometime.
Okay.
I will love you.
I have no idea which prank you're talking about. I need to go through my
forever.
Request folder.
Just kidding. But yeah. Oh, wait. Okay, wait. I have a joke. Okay, my joke is, what do you call a gay phone? A phone. Okay, that was retarded. Okay, bye.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, Olga. I'm not going to pretend that one was hilarious. Sorry. You're really slipping in your old age.
Loser.
Pinhead.
Moron.
Idiot.
Stupid. Dumbass.
Dork.
Stat.
Fatty.
Scrawny.
Loner.
Reject.
Jerk.
Stinky.
Flamer.
Scumbag.
Weirdo.
Pig.
Tramp.
Ugly.
Pansy.
Dweeb.
Queer.
I hate you.
The Prank Call Nation Network Machine.
Hello.
At
prankcallnation.com.
I just got back from the post office, and today I received some junk mail, and it's from this catalog company that delivers food to your house. I don't really want to say the name of the catalog company, but they deliver bulk food, like tons and tons of food all at once. I don't know if this is for survivalists that think there's a nuclear war coming, or the government's going to collapse, and they just want a year's supply of food, because that's what this is. Like, you can get a 6-month lunch and dinner entree. You can get a 48-hour emergency kit. What else? 3-month food supply, 1-year food supply. Really odd food choices, but I guess in the long run it would save you money if you were to order all of your food for the year at once. That makes sense. Anyway, I just called their toll-free ordering line, and I said, hello, toll-free ordering line. I'm with the IT department. We're having problems with your computer. Give me all of your customer numbers from today. And she did. So now I have a list of telephone numbers and names here. I get a lot of survival catalogs and stuff in the mail, you know, like people selling guns and knives and just survivalist stuff, but I don't think I usually get these food catalogs. And I don't know why I get the guns and knives catalogs. I think some listener signed me up for something because I've been getting them for years now. Anyway, let's call a few of these customers and see if they pick up. And I really have no idea what to say to these people. Maybe I can tell them that I have it on good authority that the apocalypse is about to happen and see if they want to order, you know, like 12 more of what they ordered just to be safe. I don't know. Let's give a few of these people a call, though.
Hello?
Hello, is Frank there?
Who's calling?
This is Roy. I'm from the mail ordering company machine.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, is this Frank?
This is Frank.
Hey, Frank. You placed an order with us, and the girl that took your order, she says you were very rude. And I'm just calling to say shame
on...
I'm just calling to say shame on you. And...
Okay, Roy, I'll tell you.
Maybe you should treat people with respect.
Well, first let me say something, Roy.
All right.
You're assuming, okay? I am not a rude person.
Oh, I heard the recording.
Was I rude?
Yeah, you were rude. Like, how can you treat a girl like that?
Well, no, explain to me what I was rude. I'm not that kind of person, really. I'm not being...
Oh, that's not true at all.
I want
to
know.
Oh, no. The recording does not lie.
Explain why it was. I'm not joking.
Your general attitude. She actually put a note on your order here. She said for the delivery person to please open up the food and spit in it because she was so upset. But I made her take that part out of the order. Because even if you're a big jerk, we're not going to do that to your order. That's not nice.
Did you listen to the recording?
Yeah, I did. It was horrible.
Well, explain to me what was rude.
You're just horrible, horrible person.
Now, you're being rude now, man.
Well, you deserve it because you were rude first. You started it.
Explain to me why. Because I'm not going to stop with you because I am not a rude person.
Well, I order. Okay, first of all, why don't you stop yelling at me? You can stop yelling right now.
And I'm not yelling. I'm telling you.
You're not yelling, and you're not rude. Okay,
no,
whatever.
I'm yelling. But this is not going to stop here, okay?
It's not.
Because I'm not a rude person.
You're going to continue being rude?
I was not rude to that lady. I laughed the whole time. I joked with her.
Yeah, it was sarcastic laughing, like Dr. Evil laughing. Like you were so mean, and then you just started laughing because you thought it was funny that you're so rude.
Do you have a code number, Roy?
A code number? What the fuck's a code number?
Yeah, I want to know.
I'm not giving you my code number. Are you trying to scam my ATM card? Is that what it is?
No, I want to know who you are.
What the hell is a code number? Frank hung up.
Hello?
I'm calling my bank and I'm changing my code number right now. You're not going to trick me out of my money.
I'm not wanting to trick you out of anything.
You scammer.
I want management. I want a supervisor, and I want a supervisor now.
Oh, what? Are you going to be rude at them, too?
I certainly will.
No, you better not. We've had enough of your rudeness, sir.
Get me a supervisor.
Okay,
Roy,
Frank,
now.
Listen, I was just kidding the whole time. You weren't really rude. I'm just calling to let you know that your order is confirmed, and it'll be there soon. It was just a joke.
Oh, okay.
I was just trying to lighten the mood.
I'm not a rude person.
Oh, no,
I
know.
I can take a joke, man. I really can't.
Yeah, I know. You know. I was just kidding around. It's just a joke.
Oh, okay. I can handle that.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, because I'm not a rude person, and I can take a joke. Hey, man, that's cool.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, we received your order. Everything's in here, and you'll receive your food within just a few days.
But why are you calling instead of Tiffany?
Oh, Tiffany was, she was fired.
Huh?
Tiffany's been let go from the company.
Are you joking with me?
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke about this. No, she was stealing from the company.
Well, I had a problem, but I didn't want to say anything, but, you know.
What problem did you have?
One of our orders, but I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no, what happened? What happened with, what problem?
Well, we made a mistake in an order, and it was not her fault, and I don't think it's my fault. One of us just screwed up, and it got all messed up.
I'm going to mark this down.
It got solved, okay? She solved it today.
Okay.
And everything was fine.
I'll mark it down in her permanent record
that she screwed up with you, too. Don't do that.
We don't hired by other companies after what she did.
Yeah. What happened to Clark?
Why? What do you mean, what happened to him? Nothing happened to him. Is that a threat?
I used to order from him.
Oh, no. He was replaced by Mark. Are you talking about Mark?
Oh, no. I used to order from Clark. I just wonder what happened to him. Oh. Okay, man. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Teehee. Just kidding.
Take care, man.
Bye. Wow, he took that joke really well. I was feeling bad about that one because he he sounded like such a nice old man. He didn't get angry or anything. I had to let him in on the joke. Frank's the best. I love Frank.
Hello?
Hello, Richard?
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Roy from the food mail ordering company. You ordered some food from us. You know?
Okay.
Okay. Do you agree with
me?
Do you agree with me?
No.
you don't agree that you ordered food from us today?
No.
You didn't order food from it, so this is a fraudulent order? I should cancel it?
Well, who is this?
This is Roy. I'm with the mail ordering company. The food...
Well, who's the president of that?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that. Who do you think you are? asking for personal information.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to cancel your order. I'll call the fraud department. I didn't know, like, maybe someone used your name or something, but we received an order today from your name, your phone number, and they ordered food. And I don't know. This is weird now that you say you haven't ordered it. I'll definitely cancel the order, and I'll alert the... Hello? Uh-oh. Someone's on to me. He probably was the president.
Hello?
Hello, David?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from the food mail ordering company.
Uh-huh.
And you ordered some food from us?
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know that I have it on good authority here that the apocalypse is coming. And I wanted to know if you'd like to increase your order size just so you're prepared for it.
No, thanks.
Okay, well, the apocalypse is coming. Do you want to live or do you want to starve to death? Apparently he wants to starve. He's probably checking Google now. Is the apocalypse really happening?
Hi, you reached the voicemail box of...
Okay, whatever. David, rest in peace, David. Enjoy your last 6 months of life. Unless you can stretch out this food to last a little bit longer. We are not responsible for your death. We did everything we could to try and help you.
Hello?
Hello, Lance?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from, the mail order company for the food.
Yes, sir.
You placed an order with us?
Yes, sir.
And I just needed to let you know that we've received word from one of our partners here that the apocalypse will be happening before the end of this month. And I just wanted to see if you'd like to increase your order size.
No, not interested.
Oh, really? You prefer to die?
Who is this?
This is Roy. You placed an order with us today, and I just we're being nice, letting you know that the apocalypse will be happening, and millions of people are going to die. Do you want to be one of them? That's not a threat, by the way.
Roy, what's your last name?
Gerbel.
Can you spell that?
No. Well, I mean, yeah, I know how to spell my name. I'm not stupid. So you don't want
to spell your last name?
You don't want to increase your order size because this is really important.
I do not.
We only have a couple of weeks left. And then kaboom, the downfall of society, and you're not going to have enough food to survive.
I've got plenty. I'm not interested in ordering any more.
Plenty for what? Plenty for 6 months? That's not enough. You need to order more food, and you need to start digging your bunker.
This food is for the Boy Scouts. We're going on a trip, so it has nothing to do with...
No. Cancel the trip. Save all the food for yourself, okay?
Whatever. I mean, I don't understand where you're coming from, dude. What's your last name?
I already told you. I told you a couple times. I know how to spell it. Fine. All that. No, that's what I'm saying is you should cancel the trip. Just make something up and save the food for yourself, sir. So I guess that makes more sense. It's food for Boy Scouts and stuff like that, not for families that just want to stock up on a year's supply of food. I get it now.
It's Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, this is Roy from the mail order food company.
Mm-hmm.
And you ordered some food from us.
Okay.
And you had these meal entrees, right?
Okay.
We ran out of that stuff. We're just going to send you oatmeal as a replacement. Like a big bag of oatmeal.
I'm not sure that will satisfy.
Oh, no, it's good enough. It's the same thing, basically. We're just going to send a giant bag of oatmeal. We'll give you extra oatmeal to make up for it, because oatmeal is really cheap.
And what do you need from me?
I'm just letting you know. You're not going to get what you ordered. Instead, you're going to get a big bag of oatmeal.
Hmm.
Yep. And it should be there. It'll be there at the regular scheduled time and everything. But you're just not going to get the food that you ordered.
Can you send a email with the email you guys have on file with that information?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I was just making this call, so I didn't have to email. But yeah, I'll send...
Email would be good with the email you have on file.
Okay, but you're fine with the oatmeal?
I'm not sure. If you send that email, I'll find out. That way we'll have a reference.
You're going to find out if you're sure? You don't know if you're sure until you see an email?
No, I have to take it to the requester.
Oh, who's the requester? I'll just talk to them.
And with whom am I speaking?
My name is Roy. I'm in the call center.
And what's your information, Roy?
What do you mean, what information?
What's your contact information?
We have a toll-free number. We have an email address.
What's your contact information, Roy?
Since you're so weird about the email, you can just email me.
Have a great day.
Roy at the... Who was she yelling at the end? That was...
Nuclear, can I help you?
Hey, this isn't Jennifer, is it?
With whom am I speaking?
No, you're not Jennifer. This is Roy. I'm calling from the mail order food company. And I just needed to let you guys know we're going to be increasing the shipping because oatmeal is a lot heavier than what she ordered. And these bags are expensive that we put the oatmeal in.
Sir, if anything's different from the original quote, please send an email with the updated information so that it can be authorized.
We're going to. I'm trying to make it more personal, though. That's why I'm calling you. You don't have to be a bitch about it.
And you're a company calling with this sort of language?
Well, you started it. You started being a bitch.
I didn't start anything. You called me.
Well, what's your problem? Why are you being like that? Why do you have
well,
to
why
be,
are you calling,
why
sir?
Why do you have to be so
One
rude?
One moment. Let me transfer you to the security. One moment.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes?
Who am I speaking to?
Oh, this is Roy. I'm with the mail order company. I was just calling to let you know about the dump truck of oatmeal we're going to be shipping there.
We didn't order no oatmeal, sir.
Oh, I know, but we had to change the order because we ran out of the other food.
No, you don't change an order without our authorization.
Oh, no. Yes, we did. That's exactly what we did.
No, you don't.
No, I'm saying we did.
Sir,
it's already done.
This is the federal government. Don't have me get the federal government on your ass. You understand me?
Oh, is that how the federal government talks?
You're calling here sitting up telling you done changed the damn gum order. We did not change it. We did not authorize
it. The dad gum order.
And you're not the president. You're not the president of the company we ordered from. So you need to get your facts
straight. I know. I just work in the call center. I never said I was the president. I'm just saying.
Well, okay then. You need to just forget you ever talked to us or talked to whoever you talk to.
Well, maybe,
because we've dealt with the president of the company.
Maybe
okay?
Maybe you shouldn't eat all this fatty food. Maybe you should eat some more oatmeal.
Why don't you go straight to hell?
Okay, government person that talks to me like that. Jeez, what did I call? So I don't know if I'm going to edit it out when I post this, but the second time they picked up, they answered nuclear something something. So, yeah, I think they really are some sort of government. Maybe it's a power plant or something. And I don't know, maybe they know something that we don't if they're ordering years worth of food all in advance. I'm going to delete that number and forget I ever knew it. Because I don't want the daggum federal government on my ass. I don't want any trouble.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Rod?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Rod. It's Roy. I'm calling from the mail order food company. You know,
what do you want, Roy?
You ordered some food from us. What's with the attitude? Why are you being like that?
Well, some information was given out from your company about me this morning, so...
What do you...
I don't know that you're really...
What? What do you mean company information was given out? That's between me and
those people there. Why don't you... Can I give you a call back at this number?
Sure, I don't care. Do what you want. I was just calling to confirm your order and let you know it's on the way, you big asshole.
Okay, like I said, your company gave out information about me to somebody they don't know who it is this morning, and I don't feel I'm at liberty to answer questions about.
I didn't ask any questions, did I? I was just calling to let you know your order's on the way, you big jerk.
I understand that, and I appreciate that, and thank you. And
big
I'm sorry
jerk face.
I have an attitude, but like I said,
you need to check your attitude at the door.
So. What's that?
You need to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
You know, my friend, let me ask you a question, and I'm serious about this. What if somebody gave out personal information about you inadvertently to somebody and they don't know who it was?
I wouldn't care. It doesn't matter. Who cares? Don't be so paranoid, you weirdo.
Okay. Good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Bye, honey, baby. I love you. Uh-oh. I'm busted. I can't believe they actually contacted the people whose numbers I got. That's weird.
Hello?
Hello, Anthony?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from the mail order company machine.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, you ordered some food from us?
We did.
Yeah, I just needed to let you know, we found out from one of our partners today that the apocalypse is going to be happening in about 2 weeks. And would you like to increase your order size to be prepared for that?
Sure.
All right. I don't know. I'd say you probably need about, 30 years worth of food, minimum.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
All right, so you definitely want to, I'll go ahead and just increase that right now.
Okay.
I'm glad you're being so agreeable.
Fine.
Huh?
Yeah, just use my same card.
Okay, good idea. Good plan.
Is there anything else you need from me?
No, of course not. We have everything we need. I just wanted to... Apocalypse is happening, and I'll go ahead and order you an extra 30 years of food.
Sure.
We'll have it there by the end of the week.
Is there anything else you need to talk to me about?
No, nothing at all.
Okay.
All right. Have a nice day. He knew I was fake. Someone has called him and notified him that a scammer has gotten his information, and he was just trying to see if I would try and get his credit card number or something like that. He was on to me. I'm really surprised that this company notified their customers about this, because usually the companies try and keep this quiet. They don't want their customers to know that they're dumb and that they gave out personal information. So good for this company. That's really nice of them to let their customers know to be on the lookout. Instead of just being quiet about it and hoping that nothing bad happens, they let the customers know. That was really awesome of them. Well, that's the end of my list. A couple of them would not answer, so I guess I'll just delete those. But that was kind of fun. Thank you, Mail Order Company, for sending me a catalog to my P.O. box. I always appreciate tons of catalogs at my P.O. I guess since I'm done with this, I'll rip it up. Gotta rip it up. That's what you do with paper. You rip it up. So I was just editing that segment to put in this show, and I noticed a lot of words were being cut off throughout that entire thing, and I didn't even notice that the other day when I made those calls. So I guess my computer was just crapping itself or something, I don't know. I apologize for the horrible quality of some of those clips, though. And also, because of the jitterbug music I was playing in the background, that entire segment sounded like Fallout 3 New Vegas or something, because, you know, all the apocalypse talk and the nuclear whatever commission, very New Vegas-y. So it looks like the show is over an hour now, so that's a good excuse to quit. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to quit. But first, remember to support the show. If you're not supporting the show already, you can support the show with a small monthly donation by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. And if you don't want to give your money to the PLA, then please tell a bunch of people about the show. If you enjoyed the show, share it with them. Share it everywhere you possibly can. That would be great. Don't forget to do tonight's homework assignment, which is to listen to an old episode of The Snowplow Show and send me your report. One paragraph of what the show is about, maybe two paragraphs if it really needs two paragraphs. You can find shows that need descriptions by going to phonelosers.com/snowplowshow/archive. I think 2013 is the worst year for that, so look in 2013. Follow The Snowplow Show on the internets at facebook.com/snowplowshow, facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers, youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and look in the show notes for tons of other links related to the Phone Losers and everything else. I will see you all next time, which will hopefully be sometime this week.
I moved into my new apartment at the end of February, surprised to find out that the water was free. The lady in the office says it's included in the rent. Use it as much as you want. I had their total consent. Now I'm saving extra money on the monthly expenses, filling up my bottles of water as fast as my sink dispenses. I flush the toilet 7 times every time that I pee. I may as well. It helps my local water municipality. Free water every single day at Oakview Apartments in Green Bay. And I read my contract all the way through, and there's nothing that my landlord can do. Free water every single day at Oakview Apartments in Green Bay. And my rent never will increase because I'm locked into a long-term lease. I bought a fountain for my living room, and man, it is beautiful. It's nearly 8 feet tall and has a full working waterfall. I ran the water lines through the walls under my bathroom sink. It runs 24 hours a day and hardly ever even leaks. I have a black market shower head for better pressure while showering, which I leave running all the time, making the bathtub self-cleaning. I've got free air conditioning using the ice from my fridge with copper tubes on a fan wrapped around the front of it. But running the fan all the time used up too much energy, so I'm using a water-powered turbine just to keep the fan spinning. And cooling the ice from the freezer made my power bill higher, so I've made another turbine using parts from my dryer. With a water reservoir hidden out on my balcony, I'm piping water through a generator for free electricity. I flush trash down my toilet to save money on garbage bags, which is really convenient because it's such a long walk to the dumpster, man. Free water every single day at Oakview Apartments in Green Bay. And I read my contract all the way through, and there's nothing that my landlord can do. Free water every single day at Oakview Apartments in Green Bay. And my rent never will increase because I'm locked into a long-term lease.
free water every single day at Old Fuel Apartments in Green Bay. And I know the landlord would have a fit if he knew I ran my washer for the hell of it. Free water every single day at Old Fuel Apartments in Green Bay. And I wish I wasn't on the second floor because water's leaking from my reservoir.
Excuse me? You installed what on your wall? Are you insane? Why would you do that? You've done something that I've never even heard of in my entire life.
I got a dam in my kitchen that can power my oven and runs my KitchenAid mixer at the push of a button. There are tracks carrying water that just go on forever, running all over the walls. It looks like something by MC Escher. I'm selling bottled ice water at major sporting events, making more than enough money than I need for my rent, quenching the thirst of the fans, helping them deal with the heat. I'm giving the Aquafina man a fucking run for his money. My brother-in-law is paying me $50 to fill his pool with 25,000 gallons of water, but when I'm not building a model rainforest in my bathtub, I'm mailing bottles of clean water all the way to Africa and doing scientific experiments with foil and gallium, mixing them carefully with water so I can make hydrogen. I hope my city doesn't mind losing their water monopoly because I've applied for a permit to start my own water company.
Free water every single day at Old Fuel Apartments in Green Bay. And I read my contract all the way through and there's nothing that my landlord can do. Free water every single day at Old Fuel Apartments in Green Bay. And my rent never will increase because I'm locked into a long-term lease. Free water every single day at Old Fuel Apartments in Green Bay. And the clothes I'm wearing now are really clean because they're in the washer almost constantly. Free water every single day at Old Fuel Apartments in Green Bay. And it's been fun trying brand new things like full-scale model ice sculpting.
Hey, listen, motherfucker, you call here again, I'm gonna knock you out.